then what's the catch here? And he said, well, they'll take you to court and absolutely dog the crap out of you if they want to. And I was like, well, because, I mean, I don't get speeding red light tickets every other month, so I don't know the extent of, like, how often they do that, or if it has to be a certain amount of money that they'll pursue it, or what. So I was like, man, it sucks.
Rocky, I'm out of time this hour, but hang in there, and I'm going to see if I can get some advice on the air for you before 6 o'clock.
Hey, you got it. Thank
Thanks
you.
Thanks for calling.
Take care. Appreciate it. Yeah, we're already closing in on 4.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in Hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Sinclair's is now open, and after being sanitized from top to bottom, Sinclair's is now totally smoke-free. No smoking. You know Sinclair's has been a Montgomery favorite for decades. Johnny Sullivan and his staff are still here and ready to serve you right now. You can enjoy their favorite menu items with their limited seating in the dining room or convenient curbside pickup service. Everything you've come to expect from Sinclair's. Updated lunch and dinner menus include salads, sandwiches, pasta, and steaks. Call Sinclair's at 271-7654 to place your order, and they'll still deliver it right to your car. Or you can dine in. Sinclair's, now a no-smoking restaurant and a Montgomery tradition for decades. Call them, 271-7654, or check out their Facebook page. Now, totally non-smoking. Sinclair's.
It's happening. In just days, Publishers Clearing House will be ready to award $1,000 a day for life. Enter now at PCH.com, and you and your family could soon be celebrating the win of a lifetime. Don't miss your last chance to win $1,000 a day for life. Go to PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter at PCH.com now. Entries due 10/28. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Rocky, if you're still listening, I just want to jump on. I have had 4 texts in the last 2 minutes saying, throw it away. Mm-hmm. There's nothing they can do. Nope. They're technically illegal. So, next time, you already paid this one, right? Mm-hmm. That's what they do. It's a scare program. Mm-hmm. Pay it, or the full force of the law will be brought to bear against you. Some.
You have the right to face your accuser.
Communist bullcrap. Fox News in 1 minute.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
For a limited time, get super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $34.99 per month. But if you act fast, you can double your speed for just $5 more, which means it's twice as fast as super fast. Is it super, super fast? Super fast plus. Whatever it is, it's awesome. Switch to internet 100 from WOW for only $34.99 per month and then double your speed for just $5 more. Sign up at wowway.com.
Wow.
Limited time offer for new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
Today is September 16th, National Play-Doh Day. I haven't enjoyed Play-Doh since I was a little boy. Let's take a trip down memory lane. It tastes just as salty as I remember. Have a playful National Play-Doh Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's for...
Stand by for news.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. The federal government today revealing initial plans to distribute a coronavirus vaccine once one is proven safe and effective. CDC Director Dr. Robert Redfield.
Guidance for the local, state, and territorial public health programs and their partners
to help them plan and operationalize a vaccine program to COVID-19 in their jurisdictions.
The plan describes a program for vaccinations to begin in January or possibly later this year. President Trump has said a vaccine might be approved in weeks, but health officials say it will likely be months before one is available. At least 22 people are injured after two construction cranes collide and partially collapse just outside of Austin, Texas.
All of those injuries were also incurred as the patients were trying to evacuate the area quickly.
Darren Nowak with Austin Travis County EMS. America is listening to Fox News.
On News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. I texted Bob Baumhauer. You know, his company is based in Mobile. His home is in the Daphne area.
Mm-hmm.
I said, how you doing in Lower Alabama? And he says, tough sledding.
Wow.
Bob is not one to whine or,
no.
or exaggerate.
Embellish, yeah, exactly.
If anything, tough sledding, that kind of hit me in the gut because that means it's
bad.
Pretty serious.
Yeah.
And didn't he just open up a new restaurant in Foley's? In Foley?
I don't know.
I thought I read that, and Foley got hit really hard.
It's just what
they
we did.
Because I've been through Foley. In fact, I go through Foley to when I drive down to Bob's place. It's on the way. Not only that, we have a situation here that can only be described as...
bad!
And here's Rosie with the details.
Yes. Traffic lights out on Norman Bridge Road to the old Governor's House Hotel on the Eastern Boulevard. Please drive with caution.
Mm-hmm. Boy, when Alpha
Thank you,
out.
Listeners, for calling in.
Well, they're letting out right now. Oh, man, that's going
to
be a mess.
Yeah, yeah, there's a lot to keep up with. Well, you know, that Skipper's doing, you know, dancing as fast as he can, as they say, when there's a lot going on. And we still have a ways to go before we're through this. We've been able to get a hold of anybody at Baumhauer's. Is the drive up open? Give them a call and see what's happening there. And my friend Terry lives in a neighborhood here in town. They got a drainage ditch that doesn't drain. What? And there's no fence to prevent somebody from walking into this thing when the level is high. It's almost at street level now.
That's dangerous.
That is beyond dangerous. The problem is, why would the city allow that kind of a situation to even exist?
I don't know.
Maybe even with a low water level. It just doesn't make any sense. I'll grab this call on the fly here. Hi, who's this?
It's Soldier Boy.
What's up?
I just wanted to give you the scoopasis poopasis that water's starting to creep up in front of Virginia College on Atlanta Highway.
Oh, really?
And on Bell Road, there's some real bad spots, too. The water's filled up some of these antebellum homes and starting to come across the road. So be careful on driving.
I was wondering about Bell. I need to get my car to Don Duncan because for some reason this morning, all four of my tire pressures were down like by 5 pounds.
Okay, just don't go the way of Atlanta Highway. Go the way of the bypass, cut down Vaughn, and get that way to Don Duncan.
All right, man. I appreciate the heads up on that. Thank you.
All right. Later.
The cooler temperatures will drop your...
That much?
Yeah. I don't know about that much. I know it'll drop it 2 or 3 pounds.
Yeah.
I don't know what PSI that particular alert kicks in.
Yeah. Well, you know your settings are inside your door jam.
Well, there is one little shred of good news in this for me. That is everything that we've painted on the exterior of the house with Johnny Paint's going to look really nice because the rain's going to wash all that dirt off. See, when you use Solar Proof, which is their brand, has a super low viscosity, so mildew and stuff can't get underneath it. If your outdoor paint is dirty and you scrub it or hose it and it still looks dirty, you got to take it all off. And if you're going to do that, repaint it with something that will look great and not allow mildew. That is Solar Proof. The Seth Spotlow experience will be here shortly. He could tell you. You know, we've done, and it looks great. Colors are vivid and bright. And they bear up to whatever elements like those we're experiencing today can throw at it. For interior, Richards is recommended. That is a paint that leaves a finish that it looks like you could touch with your finger, and it would sort of go into the wall because it's very rich. Covers in one coat. And again, everything you need for a perfect painting project or outcome is there at John Lee, where it's been for over four decades. 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway. It's 410 local news. Rich's forecast. Rich will join us again around 4:35. That roll call today.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Sally has now been downgraded to a tropical storm. It's dumping several inches of rain across our area right now. There have been some reports of downed trees. Sally came ashore early this morning near Gulf Shores as a Category 2 hurricane. More than 200,000 people are without power around parts of the state. Former Montgomery County Commissioner Giles Williams has died. He served as District 4 Commissioner for nearly two decades, from 2000 to 2016. County Commission Chair Elton Dean says that Williams' legacy is the love that he felt for those in the county. No word on the cause of death. Denmark's Mountaintop Industries has announced it'll be opening a new manufacturing facility in the capital city. Mountaintop Industries makes aluminum roll covers for pickup trucks. The new Montgomery facility is set to bring 90 full-time jobs. It's expected to be up and running by the end of the year. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's our fourth annual truckload sale.
And have we got an irresistible offer for you?
Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Luke Ryan
and save 20%.
Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit.
Turn to the experts at acbyluquire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyluquire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
License number 84417.
I always dreamed of a house full of kids. Noisy, happy, filled with laughter. A home where we connect as a family. One that connects us to the community. Well, thanks to Guardian Credit Union, we got a house. We got our connection. We've put down roots and we are home.
Hey, Mom, can I check out my room?
Okay, I'm coming.
Connect family with a Guardian home loan. Apply online at myguardiancu.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912757.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated, Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Prolific rainfall amounts from Sally continue to be dumped on Alabama through the nighttime hours tonight and even into tomorrow. Easily, many towns could see 4 to 8 inches, some towns more than that. It'll be windy, wind advisory in effect, wind gusts as high as 45 miles per hour. Periods of heavy rain, flash flood watch, overnight low temperature 71. Even tomorrow, showers likely, perhaps a thunderstorm, high around 80, but just a slight chance of showers on Friday. Hey, our free weather app is going to be your best friend. It's going to instantly alert you to watches or warnings for your location, and there's going to be a bunch of them tonight. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
In other news, Final passes CD sales. Who would have thought?
Jump on the floor and they can't scratch.
Yes, they'll scratch.
But people are buying them all again.
Weather emergencies can strike like a bolt from the blue. Storms, floods, hurricanes, tornadoes. Is your family safe?
No.
Is it?
No.
Before you venture outdoors, tune into Big News Weather Central, now with Live in Fear Doppler. Only Live in Fear Doppler warns you of storm conditions that can snap telephone poles like matchsticks, flinging them through the air at hundreds of miles an hour, plunging through your family's bodies like chopsticks through boiled potatoes.
Mom, I'm late for soccer practice.
Don't open the door.
Don't open the door. Check first with Live in Fear Doppler, only from Big News Weather Central.
Mom, it's starting to rain.
Anybody else?
Terry and I are about to scream.
We just went outside, and it is really starting. The wind is the big difference now.
I was struggling with the Braille, no doubt.
Take a look into the sky. Don't do it while you're driving. Maybe you can look ahead.
Please.
But look at the rate at which those clouds are moving through.
They're zipping, man.
Yeah.
More than 3 miles an hour,
I
would guess.
You better believe it.
Let's see, here's a message from Keith. He says, Noah called. He picks us up in 10 minutes. But Mark Hubby sends
us... Get the gopher wood.
This photo from Demopolis, and Demopolis is like bone dry. How's that possible?
That's weird. Weird happenings in Demopolis over there.
Yeah.
Demopolis.
Demopolis, yeah. It's like kind of like Opelika.
Anyway, you can expect the winds to get stronger.
And Leon's getting larger.
Hey, did we talk about QAnon? We said
we
were going to.
No, we didn't do that.
Not yet.
We have to get a traffic report in first,
okay.
And then we'll come back.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic just up from the Troy Highway on the East Boulevard at Calmar Drive. We have a major crash there. Traffic is backed up to the Troy Highway Eastern Boulevard intersection. We've got a lot of congestion Eastern Boulevard. And we are still showing the crew on the scene at Norman Bridge Road and East South Boulevard. Just a mess over that way. 31s are all busy. We've got outbound traffic on Atlanta Highway and Madison Avenue, I-65 and 85, light to mostly moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. We've also got a tree down on Old Ware Road in Wetumpka by the landing strip. You'll need to use caution there. Maybe avoid that area if you can. We also have an accident. Highway 14 just off I-65 as you're heading into Millbrook, just past the Walmart Supercenter. Use caution there. Hopefully they'll get that minor accident out of the way pretty quick. Buckle up. Drive carefully. It is just awful out there this afternoon. I feel for you if you're on the road. Haynes Ambulance is there for you and your family 24 hours a day, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, there when you need them most. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All right, and as the radar kind of confirmed, the rain that's moving, the biggest and widest of the bands rotating around the Eye of Sally is coming through right now, which would explain those gusts that we experienced just outside.
Hurt and wrecked? It wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, latest on election information is that Joe Biden has a 75% to 25% lead over Trump, even though Trump now has a 52% approval rating, according to Rasmussen. So, it's just bad news for Donald Trump. That's what the media keeps telling me.
Yeah, well, you know, Kamala Harris has come out, and she's called it the Harris administration.
Yeah, how about that? And then Joe gets off a plane. I think it was in Florida. First of all, Biden's campaign took photos from Trump's Latino rally and claimed them as their own. Those dirty bastards. That is, you can't do it on your own. You can't play by the frickin' rules. You people are below earthworms.
That's pretty low.
Yeah. So anyway, as I was calmly saying, there we have been joined. Now we know we're going to at least laugh for now and then during the rest of the cause.
The Seth Spotglow Experience.
Wow. Yeah, you like that?
Zampa.
Yeah.
Woo!
Thank you, Rusty.
I thought we were being visited by fire and rescue. He came in that big yellow fire coat over there.
It's my rain jacket. It's an old Marlboro jacket, man. That was paid for with Marlboro miles.
There you
go. It looked like fire and rescue to me.
I've been saving mine. It's this new promo thing.
Actually, when was the last time I wore something that looked like that?
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Not then.
Hey, whatever works. It looks like I'm going to direct traffic.
Yeah.
It's cool. I'm ready.
You do.
So we had mentioned this, touched on this briefly, and there's been so much to keep up with. And Rich Thomas is going to join us at 4:35, so I got to be mindful of the clock. And we'll get another update. But again, it looks to me like the strongest bands of this storm are going to be passing through the rest of the afternoon. Rosie said, and you confirmed, that QAnon, the website, was taken down?
Well, Facebook has been censoring anyone who posts anything QAnon. Twitter's already removed QAnon stuff. He's been under, whatever Q is, has been under attack, you know, for years. But I think lately they've really ratcheted it up. That's what I'm, my understanding of it.
What is it?
What is QAnon?
Yeah.
QAnon is a very conservative, well, we don't really know if it's a person. Whoever it is an insider in the Trump administration, because some of the photographs they posted were from Trump's plane, Air Force One. So we don't know who it is, but it's apparently someone within the administration that's throwing out little bits of clues about what's really going on behind the scenes. The arrest of the big pedophilia arrests, everything that's going on that the media's not going to tell us about, QAnon's telling us about. Hmm. So Facebook, you know, they have this hatred of the truth, in my, this is just my opinion, so they censor everything QAnon puts out there.
Now they're globalists, they're on board with the New World Order.
Exactly. They're not nationalists like we all should be. We should love our country and want America to succeed. They don't. They want the world. They want the New World Order.
This is why we're watching sports ratings plummet, because they're whining and complaining when they're making five or six times more than at minimum wage. At
all
minimum wage, they're making five or six times more than the average American family that's doing okay.
It's crazy.
So we don't want to hear it. We're just, you know, take your act somewhere else. We're not going to watch
just
it on TV.
Get off the soapbox. Do what you do to make your ridiculous salary and shut up. That's all you got to do.
Now, Trump knows about QAnon.
Yes.
Because Trump has referenced QAnon, which is probably didn't do them any favors.
Probably not.
Because they hate. Here's an example. This president has orchestrated two significant Nobel Prize nomination-worthy peace deals.
I agree. Just signed it.
Does anybody in the treasonous White House media ask? Here's Kaylee dealing with that.
Yeah. Is Michael Caputo welcome back after his 60-day leave after urging his followers on Facebook to stock up on ammunition?
I'm not going to weigh into any personnel matters. As you know, he has taken a leave of absence that was announced just before I came out here. But what I will weigh into is the Middle East peel, the Middle East peace deal signed yesterday that I did not receive a single question about. Mm-hmm. That was the first time it's happened in a quarter of a century. If Obama and Biden had achieved this, they would look a lot different. You wouldn't have Chuck Todd saying he's uncomfortable with the deal that brings peace between the United Arab Emirates and Israel and Bahrain. You wouldn't have CBS calling it, quote, a business deal. And you wouldn't have Nancy Pelosi calling it a distraction. Maybe it's a distraction from her visits to the hair salon, but those are significant agreements. First time in a quarter of a century. Three peace deals in 29 days. Took 26 years for the prior two peace deals. So this, the Nobel Peace Prize nomination for the president, two of them, very well deserved. Thank you.
Kaylee, if he's a law and order president, why does he keep breaking the law?
Hear that? That's the White House press corps. They didn't ask Obama about breaking the law when we knew before he left office what was going on.
Yeah, the most transparent administration in history.
Whoa, not a smidgen of corruption. Whoa,
No scandals in our administration. There are no scandals.
Not a smidgen.
Not a smidgen.
Whatever amount that is.
She looked good.
who looked good?
Oh, Kaylee. Oh, man. Her in that shirt. She always has good shirts.
She dresses well.
She does. She has good taste. I like it. You look good, too, man.
Good move. Good move, Seth.
Well, not quite as good as Kaylee.
Yeah, not quite as good as her. But
he is.
He's learning, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's a walking bouquet of happiness, isn't
he? Yeah,
he is. I think he's been training under Joey off-site somewhere and getting tips.
No doubt. I love Mike Ditka.
Oh, yeah.
He is no longer part of the NFL. He basically said players who don't like to hear should get the hell out.
Absolutely. It's pretty simple.
And the thing is, and what the media doesn't understand, is that most people agree with that. People who are living in riot zones, by the way, that would be areas where you've had like Kenosha, Lancaster, Seattle, Portland. They're backing Trump by a 2-1 margin.
Imagine that.
because basically the Democrats won't even acknowledge its existence. But if they keep doing things like they did in Lancaster, where they're holding some of the rioters on $1 million bail, mm-hmm. and they arrested that fat cow in Pittsburgh that harassed that elderly couple that was dining outside, a few more of that, you know, this is why you haven't seen this really come to the South, have you? Because they know.
Come on down. Mm-hmm. Come on
down.
Nope,
not here.
They're going to see a lot of fans of the Second Amendment you fully armed and ready to greet you with a warning. And I would heed it.
Mm-hmm. You better believe
and
it.
And nobody wants it to come to that, but they're pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. And we're just tired of being mindlessly insulted and called names because you got nothing else. Nothing else to mm-hmm. go on. So,
hello.
The tires on my car, the pressure's a little bit low, mm-hmm. so should I just take it over to Jack Ingram and get another one?
No. Well, wait. It depends. What have they got you like?
Well, I mean, my next car will be another Rogue, you see.
Mm. Number 8.
If they have a CPO Rogue that's a newer model, then you might want to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
They probably, with the interest rates as low as they are, you probably keep the same payment.
Well, one of the things that Jack Ingram has been able to do, and they're good with all their stores, but especially the signature pre-owns and certified pre-owns, mm-hmm. is you can upgrade and keep your payment at the same, sometimes lower, sometimes marginally higher. When I upgraded from the 17 Rogue to the 19, my payment went up by $8.
Wow.
And I had a car with warranty mileage and everything else. I still got like 12 or 13,000 warranty
miles.
Well,
that's the thing with CPOs is you get a great warranty with it, so you don't have to worry about it.
Yes, 100,000-mile bumper-to-bumper, and they have them. They have certified pre-owns, Mercedes, mm-hmm. Nissan.
That's what I bought.
Volkswagen, Audi, Volvo. They got 44. New Volvo choices in at Jack Ingram. And that's no longer the boxy car of your grandma's generation. Look at that. That is it.
That was good.
That is a sleek machine, the S60 T5. Forward
built-in
momentum. Mm-hmm. You
built-in
can lease
roll cage. Nice.
For $299 a month, and you can see the dealer for details on that. In fact, you can pick a car out, they'll bring it to your home, they'll evaluate your trade on site. Do all the paperwork by email and deliver the final documents to your door. So you don't have to go out in this nasty weather. Have them bring the car to you. It's called concierge service at Jack Ingram Motors. And the reason you should give this full thought, I'm checking the clock right now. Listen, you know what time it is? It's time to love what you drive.
There you go.
That's what time it is.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey, folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. Starting at only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And because it's on sale now for only $22.99, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact and affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Kingback Ranch and Event Center is gearing up for our fall festival, and you're invited. October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. There will be fall treats, fun games, contests, and much more. Hook up to your camper or rent a cabin on our 125 acres of rolling hills and lakes and welcome in the fall. Admission is $7. Kids under 3 are free. The Kickback Ranch Fall Festival, October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. Go to kickbackranch.net for more information or call 286-4140.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the new fragrance that captures and mystifies, yet leaves many things unexplained. It's Pelosi.
Pelosi.
Mysterious. Confusing. Pelosi.
So, my statement is clear, and let me read it again. Let me read it again.
Captivating, yet puzzling.
Sorry, I have to find the page.
Pelosi. Complicated. Baffling.
I was informed when
perplexing. Difficult. Pelosi.
I had the pages out of order.
Pelosi. Unsettling. Disoriented. The new fragrance specifically designed to be noticed only by the left nostril.
This is, we don't know if this information is accurate that he's talking about.
Pelosi fragrance, now available with free government subsidies. Pelosi.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I love that picture.
That's sadly true. Yeah.
Wow.
Goose.
Wow, she's beautiful.
Going through a tough time down in Florida today. But the Pelosi bit was a nice distraction because Pelosi is a 24-carat...
Biatch!
All right, we'll take that.
Oh, sure.
There's the president on TV saying the anti-police rhetoric coming from the left has to stop. And I mean, they basically what they've done is kind of sanctioned, like, the L.A. assassination attempt. That was an amazing story. The woman cop... was able to stop the bleeding. You know what we need to do? Let's redeem the winning word right now.
Okay.
At 272-9228. Jesse Lynn gave it out three times this morning. If you have it handy, call 272-9228 because we need to. We'll get that out of the way, and then Rich will join us with an update on what we can expect going into the evening hours, because with a situation as fluid as this one, updates on a regular basis are kind of required. So 272-9228 we need this morning's wing finger winning word of the day. And I have a feeling many people, with our delay and the app.
I'm loving this music.
Yeah, isn't it great?
Bubbles go good with rain. All right. Yeah. You are caller one. Thanks for trying. You're caller two. Try again. Caller three, thank you. Caller four, thank you. Caller five, nice try. This close didn't work out. You are caller six. We hate it when that happens. And we'll find out who is on this line. Who's this?
Pratt Vegas.
Pratt Vegas? Oh, Pratt Vegas.
Sorry, Pratt Vegas.
Pratt Vegas.
All right, Pratt Vegas, do you have this morning's winning word?
Gosh, I hope I do. Is it cheese?
Yay!
And you have now won lunch for two at Wing Fingers downtown. That includes wing fingers however you want them, for dipping in a sandwich, chopped into a salad, grilled, breaded, whatever. Your favorite dipping sauces, all of which are homemade at Baumhauer's. And a beverage, side of crinkle-cut fries or gooey fries, cheese and bacon.
Wow.
You're going to be a sticky, happy mess when it's all said and done.
Air-conditioned parking.
That's right. At the RSA headquarters building at 201 Union. We thank you for listening. Hang on. Rosie's going to get some very personal information from you. While she's doing that, let's hit the traffic dungeon.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We still have an accident. Calmar Drive and the Eastern Boulevard. Traffic backed up from Calmar down the hill to the Troy Highway intersection. We've also got an accident working at East South Boulevard and Highway 331 in the intersection there. And the traffic lights, we had a report that traffic lights are out. This is going to be roughly from around Governor's Drive or right near the Honey Baked Ham Store on the Eastern Boulevard all the way down to Norman Bridge Road. And we're not sure how far it extends, but we know that lights have been in the past out there. You'll have to use caution there. Just an awful day. We've got a lot of outbound traffic on Atlanta Highway. The 31s are all busy outbound. Use caution. Buckle up. Keep it here. We will do our best to keep you updated throughout this stormy afternoon. Create your own deal and buy your new Toyota online at ReinhartToyota.com. Buying a Toyota has never been easier. Visit the showroom or shop online at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated real estate market report. It's good news for the River Region again. 3,500 homes have sold and closed in our area in the first 8 months of 2020, and these homes have ranged from $180,000 up to $300,000 in an average sales price. Our supply of listed properties is very low for this time of year because homes are not staying on the market as they used to. 40% of our sales are created by first-time home buyers, and current interest rates are hovering at 3% or below. But this means to the area residents, good time to buy or sell. If you price your home right, it will sell. And at this time, if you buy now, the payments per month will be a lot less than they would have been even last year. For all the details and updated property report for your house, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
Why is the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed your answer to better health and wellness? It's proven quality sleep. Any more questions?
Yes, I'm always freezing, and he overheats.
It's temperature balancing, so you can sleep better together.
But can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable.
So I'll have more energy for yoga.
Yes, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep.
Namaste.
Namaste to you, too. And now save up to $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed and adjustable base, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Cause I'm a weatherman. Oh, oh, let's try. Riding out the storm, I'm a weatherman. Go light, bring your light. Shake up the world, I'm a weatherman. Ooh, oh, yeah. Ooh, I'm a weatherman.
For the second time this afternoon.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Ed, here he is, Rich Thomas. Thank you for joining us a second time this afternoon. It's been
Hi.
A long
How's
day.
It going?
Good. Hey, did you have some of that extra meatloaf today?
I did.
Good.
Meatloaf was right on time. As a matter of fact, with the eggs this morning and then again around midday, I needed some food. I forgot, you know, I was so wrapped up with the storm, I forgot to bring food with me, and you were so accommodating to take care of me, as you always do.
I want you to understand something. I'm not doing this to suck up for a promotion.
Yeah.
But
Jay and I have been discussing how you are missing a major rainfall event here with no rainfall reports.
Well, Terry Adams is here, the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime. We were downstairs.
Hi, Terry.
Hi. Hey, Rich.
About 15, 20 minutes ago, and a huge difference in the wind, the breeze, the gusts in the last 30 minutes compared to 3 o'clock.
The winds are gusting at the airport at 43 miles per hour right now, which is significant. Mm-hmm. And in fact, we're talking about a wind advisory, which means that tonight your winds could be gusting to 45. Well, guess what? At the airport, they're already gusting to 43.
Wow.
Pretty freaking significant when you think about this tropical system we're dealing with. And the name is Sally. It has now crossed into Alabama. It is now into Escambia County. It's moving at 7 miles per hour, which is up from 2 miles per hour this morning.
Picking up speed.
Yeah, exactly.
Jeez.
Just amazing. And, you know, we could talk volumes about why the wind speed is so slow. Let's hit some of the highlights here. We're talking about rainfall totals that are here in Alabama that are already 17 inches or more down in South Alabama around Covington County, and already way more than 2 inches now out at the Montgomery Airport, and 2 inches here on the east side of Montgomery. And of course, the rain continues to be very heavy. So Sally is a tropical storm with winds of 60 miles per hour, came ashore at 5 o'clock this morning as a hurricane, a Category 2 hurricane, with 105-mile-an-hour winds around Gulf Shores on the 16th anniversary of Ivan coming ashore at exactly the same spot.
Hey, did you see
within 3 hours of exactly, you know, making landfall one Ivan at 2 o'clock in the morning. Wow. And Sally at 5 o'clock in the morning.
You see that
significant damage? You probably have seen some of the social media pictures. If not, go to our Facebook page, or go to our weather app and see some of the incredible pictures of some of the damage that has occurred. Not just the wind damage, but also the incredible flooding. Two of the hardest hit places were Orange Beach and Pensacola. Sally's talking to me, right? Not Sally's talking to me. Siri's talking to me right now.
Siri's talking to you. I was going to say, did you see it? James Spann posted it. I almost said Warren Spahn. He's a baseball player who's long dead. James Spann posted a GIF that has the transposition of Ivan's eye and Sally's eye making landfall same date in identical locations.
Yeah,
it's really amazing.
Oh, cool. I'll have to check that post. James, a very good buddy of mine. We've been in the business, both of us, for like 42, 43 years.
Wow.
So the rainfall will continue heavy tonight at times. It's been heavy. It's going to be windy. Rainfall total amounts could be 4 to 8 inches easily here in central Alabama. Many counties in south Alabama, the rainfall rates are much higher. And, in fact, several roads are closed across South Alabama. There are multiple flash flood warnings in effect for South Alabama. And a lot of roads are blocked by trees falling. And a lot of the trees are falling because of the fact that the ground is softer now with the heavy rain. And when you add in the heavy, the winds we are seeing... we're seeing that trees are going to come down tonight, and that's going to bring down power in some places as well.
Well, that pretty much sums it up, and we will see you in the morning, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The Mexican street dog is up in Wetumpka right now.
Aww.
You get some rest, and when we communicate first thing tomorrow, let me know what you kind of have a hankering for food-wise.
I appreciate that. Thanks, Dad.
And again, not because I'm sucking up for a promotion.
Have a good one. I'll talk to you later.
Right. Bye-bye.
We could do fried bologna and cheese and eggs tomorrow.
American classic.
That's a good one with the bologna blackened, by the way. 442.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
It is 4:43, and let's see. Oh, I wanted a lot of folks today, sadly, because of the rain. Happened to Rich back in March when we had that major storm. I remember driving down Monticello Road, weaving my way over to Bell Road.
Mm-hmm.
I did not want to be on 85 because of the intensity of the rain. And right after I crossed Bell Road, they had the street blocked because power lines were down on the west end of the AUM campus. Mm. And then along Monticello, there was one big tree. The only thing that kept it from blocking the road was power lines.
Oof.
And again, that was a situation where we had quite a bit of rain and some, good downdrafts from the storms that came through. Those situations could easily happen almost anywhere this afternoon, and we'll check in with Skipper again shortly to find out if something's come up since we last visited. But the last time that happened, that's when Rich had to go to Montgomery Paint and Body, and we are eagerly away. This is like waiting for, I don't know what's going to happen, Jacqueline's baby or Rosie's car first. Two babies.
My car.
Yeah?
Hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah. So
it's just the enormous amount of hassle that
comes from a fifth-rate insurance company. Not mine, that of the person who hit me.
Yep. Yeah, been there, done that.
They give you the runaround.
By the way, when you see these commercials, and I'm surprised the FTC has not jumped down their throats about this. You can save 15% over the 15% you can save. Or that annoying, I like the guy that's the spokesman for Allstate, but the spots, everybody freaks out. Hey, safe drivers save 40%. Yeah. Safe drivers save 40% of what? 40% of what do safe drivers say? What does that tell you? It doesn't tell me anything. You know, for 40% to mean anything, let's say the boss came in today and said, I'm giving you a 40% raise.
Woohoo! Nothing from nothing is nothing.
You catch my point.
I catch it. Man, that makes sense. Now I'm not going to look at insurance commercials the same.
There's a reason. Hey, Tabitha, if you're listening, this is why we love you, because the company that insures our cars and our home has been, I'll never forget after Andrew. When Andrew came through, you know, we got to go downstairs and take another look, because the clouds were just, man.
They were booking.
Man.
Good word to describe it. Booking.
Mobile has issued a flood warning for Butler County, Conecuh County, Covington County, Crenshaw County, Escambia County until 4:45 a.m. Central Daylight Time Thursday. At 4:45 p.m. Central Daylight Time, Doppler radar indicated heavy rain due to thunderstorms. Flooding is ongoing or expected to begin shortly in the warned area. Between 4 and 12 inches of rain have fallen. Some locations that will experience flooding include Andalusia, Atmore, Greenville, Ob, Bruton, Evergreen, Luverne, Florala, Philomaton, East Bruton, Georgiana, Brantley, McKenzie, River Falls, Castleberry, Red Level, Lockhart, Rutledge, Dozier, and Heath. Additional rainfall amounts of 1 to 3 inches are possible in the warned area. Turn around. Don't drown when encountering flooded roads. Most flood deaths occur in vehicles. Be especially cautious at night when it is harder to recognize the dangers of flooding.
Where if you get rear-ended by, you get rear-ended by another car, where it's your fault.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh man.
This guy has had this adjuster. He's got three email addresses since I started dealing with him. The first one bounced back and didn't work at all. And then he's had two since then. So what does that tell you?
Why, that's that's the definition
first
of stability.
Rate. Yeah.
My God.
Man.
That's why Donnie doesn't like dealing with them.
Don't blame him.
No, because they're not going to... No. Let him do what he does best.
Now, Baumhauer's is open for in-house dining.
In-house dining, not takeout. I mean, you can't go through the drive-thru.
We don't discourage anybody from going anywhere they want to go. The roads, obviously, are passable. Our Wednesday night gathering, though, is not really happening because we don't like to encourage people to take risks. To join, we love it when you do, but we prefer it when it's, you know, your average kind of weather. And speaking of that, we are getting, after we endure this rain, 7, 8, 9 inches, whatever it ends up being, we're going to have a weekend from the heavens.
Ooh.
With highs in the 70s and overnight lows in the mid to upper 50s.
Man, yeah. I forget how that feels.
This is what we wait all summer to have, and it's not even officially fall yet. It won't be fall until... I think for 6 more days, sometime early next week. So we're getting an early dose, and we'll always be happy to take that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, anybody that's experiencing a power outage at home in your neighborhood, my friend Marianne, who lives near Atlanta Highway, I think, Delrata, lights are flickering in that area.
Uh-oh.
There are certain parts of our local power grids that are far more, they seem anyway, far more vulnerable.
East Montgomery seems to have a problem with grounding because of the soil. That's what I've been hearing,
Anyway, if you have any information to report along those lines, power outages and stuff, intersections that went dead, please let us know so we can get that information out and get it to Skipper as well.
And folks, if you're driving out there right now, reach down and make sure your headlights are on, please.
Yeah.
Turn your headlights on so people can see you.
Are most vehicles now, automatic?
Yep. Most of them are, but still, when I leave here at night on Saturday night after the show, when I'm driving home, I will meet two or three cars without their lights on, and it's 10:30 at night.
I don't know how you can go.
I don't understand that.
A silver or a gray vehicle on a day like this with no headlights, you might not
see it.
It's gone.
At all. Even, you know...
Yeah, you have to know. If you knew the intentions of the people around you driving, there would never be any accidents.
Exactly. Excuse me. I'm hiccuping every time I look at this story. CBS News took a picture from the incredibly successful Latinos for Trump parade in Phoenix and tagged it as a Biden event. Did you see the clip where Biden gets off the plane and waves to an empty field?
Yeah. Man, he's gone. I mean, there's lights on, but nobody's on.
Haven't they done that before with the picture swapping?
Yeah.
Well,
rallies,
I mean,
they duplicated the pictures.
What does this tell you, though? They don't care. No. They do not care whether it's a lie or what.
To me, it verifies the media is definitely part of their group. Okay, you know, the media is totally controlled and treasonous.
No doubt.
No question.
No doubt. And it's both scary and sickening at the same time.
It is.
4:51 on News Talk 93.1 FM. A new tape out today. It's an audio tape of Joe Biden. It was released in the Ukraine, and it shows Biden trashing incoming President Trump to the leadership of Ukraine. Says he'll stay involved in Ukraine inauguration. Discusses jointly damaging Trump.
Great.
That is treason, and that's the guy leading the ticket on the other side, because they just don't care.
Somebody's got to go to prison. Somebody has got to go to prison.
Well, I keep hearing rumors that we're getting close.
Yeah.
But how long have we been listening? Hey, it's getting closer.
And Leon's getting larger.
Woo, drink!
If you've been drinking every time we've hit that, you're probably good and hammered.
Yeah, you're in your sixth shot now, buddy.
Here is John.
Hey, Greg, how's everybody doing this afternoon? Staying dry, I hope. Anyway, I was headed south on 65, and I just saw a state trooper coming up on the Cobb Ford off ramp to get off and travel there, and it looks like there's been some kind of accident there. So it's just now starting to back up.
All right, that's Cobb Ford at 65 northbound?
Yeah, 65 northbound before you get to the Cobb Ford exit.
All right, that's certainly a significant location for anything.
Yeah, it is, this time of day.
We appreciate the heads up on that, John. Thank you.
Hey, good talking to you. Hope
likewise.
To see you all soon.
Appreciate you listening. You have new information to report?
I do. I've got three. Power lines down on the Western Boulevard at Haneville Road.
Wow.
Cobbs Ford Road, there's a problem. And a tree down on I-65.
Wow.
At the Second River Bridge. They said it's after the Coosada off-ramp.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, that must be what he was talking about.
It's totally possible because the accumulation of rain is weakening the tree structure in some areas, especially like you mentioned, where the soil's sandy. And these are pretty significant wind gusts we have coming through. They've been increasing all afternoon.
We haven't had good wind in a while.
Every time I open my mouth, there's a good wind. Not much substance, but a good wind, right?
But you look good, man.
I'm telling you, he's been hanging out with Joey.
It's timing, man. It's all timing, okay?
Well, you know, here's the thing. That's all that really matters, you know?
If I can make you smile, I've done my job.
That's true.
Life happens.
And I'll get that 40% raise.
That's why when Ryan Stennett makes cracks in the morning about coughing ready for it is funny.
Yeah, because, man, we love you. You're awesome. And you look good. See, especially when you smile, man. See, they can't see it, but I can. And the next time you go on a rant and you start throwing stuff, I'm sneaking a picture, and I'll show you.
Yeah, he's had people request a photograph of me in the middle of a...
He said it's okay, so I'm going to do it.
Okay, as long as he's okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, here's the thing. There's another reason for asking. Not because I think it's going to be cool. Maybe if I see what I look like, I'll stop.
No, that's not the idea. People love that, man.
I've heard that from people.
Yeah, because you say all the stuff they want to say.
Exactly.
It's one of those things where the boss says, do you really need to do that? And I said, but listeners tell me they're screaming along with me.
Yeah, man, internally.
I pick pretty generally upsetting things to go berserk about.
Exactly.
Because everybody loves our country. At least those that listen. I'm sure there's the people that require the negative stimulation that my viewpoint provides. They don't care.
Mike.
Well, but they just don't call. And you got nothing to say that's going to change my mind anyway. Oh, here we go. The phone's ringing. That's probably somebody right now.
Whoops.
I love this meme that David Blackman has at the top of his blog today, tvdailyupdate.com. It's the Titanic with the NFL logo right at the front end, approaching that big iceberg.
Going down, baby.
I was thrilled today to see that Monday Night Football ratings were down enormously, both games.
Yeah, I was going to say they had a rare doubleheader, and it's still down.
Yeah, and here's the thing. What they were counting on with all of this nonsense is they were hoping that sports, how many times do you hear that term, sports-starved America? Nobody was playing for 3 months.
That's right.
And then they come back with all of this messaging.
Not the same.
We're not going to look at, here's one way to not be a victim of police brutality. Don't bring their attention to yourself.
Uh-huh.
I don't believe, I'm sorry, I'm going to say it anyway. I do not believe if there's one or two, who knows, there's always one or two in any group. I do not believe that any cop wakes up in the morning with the intention of hunting down anybody from any particular ethnic group.
I agree.
If anything, that's the last group they want trouble with, because the scrutiny level is going to be, no matter what, whether it's a ticket, a traffic ticket or anything else, it's going to bring a certain amount of grief. This guy in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, was approaching the police with a knife in his hand. So what would you do, folks, if you have this raging maniac approaching you with a knife? You're supposed to sit there and let him slice you up like a rib roast? That's just nuts.
You shoot him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why that doesn't happen here.
That's what you're trained to do.
And this is one reason why Trump's numbers are going up, because people see what's happening. And this is all, by the way, part of a plan.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It's all part of a plan. And when it polls badly, all of a sudden, it's like they flipped a switch in Portland. Let's stop for a day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anna has a power outage reporting.
Anna, what you got?
Hey, right in front of Bellhurst, the street light or the traffic light right in front of Bellhurst, right before you get to Publix, that street light is out.
All right. We appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Anna.
All right. You're welcome. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
It's on the Atlanta Highway.
I hate to say this, but we've also had an issue getting Wendell's traffic. So we're going to have to take a second to... by the way, you know what? And you're going to hear about this in a moment. The latest social shaming is they're shaming people that travel, that have had the audacity to go somewhere for a couple of days like I did.
Because you must be privileged, I guess, to be able to do that, huh?
Well, they just don't think you should do it at all, because after all, it is a pandemic and... Blah, 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 blah.
And now's the time to go. Your plane tickets are like $50.
Well, isn't that funny?
Because
New York just lifted some of the restrictions on some of the states that it had banned from coming into the state. So...
That won't make a difference.
Make up your mind.
Well, the thing is, it's not a plan. It's not a pandemic at all. If you look at the lethality of this thing, it doesn't even meet the criteria.
No,
of a
pandemic. It's not. In fact, the Wall Street Journal today came out with what's becoming very clear, that the entire approach to this with these extended massive shutdowns, and it's Democrats, because they don't care about their citizens. It's all about power. It's all about getting rid of
Absolutely.
Trump.
They in 4 months, they destroyed everything this man did in 3.5 years.
And he's rebuilt it.
Which is amazing.
In 3 months since. It just replicated what he did over the first 3 years. It drives them crazy.
Oh, the gall,
I think this is a picture of the tree that's down on the interstate.
Ah, okay. There it is. Right off to the side.
Yeah, man. Whoops.